Addiction to drugs or alcohol is a disease that we're all familiar with. Even if we won't admit it openly, we all know someone who is wrestling with addiction, either in our family or workplace, or the addict could be you or even me. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. Addiction is one of the toughest things to fight, and once an addict has made the decision to break the addiction, he or she has to have the support to stay clean or sober past the first week or the first month. I recently heard about a place in Lenoir, North Carolina called the Caldwell House. The Caldwell House is a halfway house for people who are trying to stay clean and sober but need a safe place to go where the temptation isn't always there. This is something that is so rare in a small or medium-sized town, and even cities have a difficult time providing this vital service without government help. But the Caldwell House has done it, and I wanted to know how. I spoke with Bob Laws, director of Caldwell House, and Evelyn Marshall, a member of the board of directors, and I asked Laws to tell me how it started.
Many years ago, some of the folks in Lenoir who had gotten sober and still had some money left decided they wanted to do something to help recovering alcoholics and addicts. So one of the main ones was John Christian Barnhart, who was the honcho at Barnhart Furniture Industries. And he went around and got some more influential people in this town. Some were alcoholics, some were not. And they went to all the treatment centers anywhere around this state and asked what we would need to do to have a good halfway house to enhance early recovery. And they got information from counselors and psychologists and psychiatrists, and they brought it back. And then they went to all the civic organizations in this town. They went to the churches, and they went to the business leaders and said, hey, this is what we want to do, and we want your support. And they got it. And they never went for any kind of federal money or state money or mental health money. They just said, we want to do this. And thank God the people came through and responded great. And this house really was officially open on December 31st, 1983. And our first resident came in on New Year's Eve. On New Year's Eve, and an old guy from Charlotte named Dutch arrived here, and Dutch was the first director. And since then, it has grown greatly and expanded to so many more services. And we have 14 board members. About half of those people are in recovery from alcohol or drugs, and the other half are what we call normal people. But that doesn't really hold up too well. But they bought 12 acres of land up here on one of the highest hills in Lenoir, and there was an old lodge here called Kenham Lodge. And Ham Bruce, who owned Hamry Furniture Company, built this place to entertain the furniture buyers when the furniture factory had the furniture show in Lenoir back then. The people came from all over the world to buy furniture here, and they didn't have but one little motel, so he built this lodge just to entertain his furniture buyers. So it was more or less a party house when it opened up. He sold them liquor and sold them furniture. This house has actually been sober about the same amount of time I have, so we're doing a lot better these days.
This is why I wanted to know more about the Caldwell House, because it is so rare to find a halfway house, especially in the smaller towns, where recovering addicts can go to keep themselves from sliding back into those old habits.
Pam, one thing we do here at the Caldwell House is we have meetings for, and we call it, it's a Gallifant meeting, that includes the AA meeting and the Al-Anoners and the adult children of alcoholics, because it's not just the person suffering from substance abuse that doesn't know what to do. The family members have no idea how they can help, and mostly they want to know, what can I do? How can I help this person? And they learn here that the best way to help their family member is to get better themselves, is to stay spiritually, mentally fit themselves, if possible.
By the time the addict hits bottom and decides to get clean, the family and friends tend to feel beaten down by the whole process of worrying about what they should do, that it's hard to believe the addict seriously wants to get clean. Trust is such an issue, and it just all wears you down. Do you find that happens?
Absolutely, and many times people in the Al-Anon part, or people that come to the meetings here, have oftentimes been struggling with this for 10, 20, 30 years. Their parents, their children, their spouse, their question is, how, you know, what can I do for this person? And the answer is nothing. It's their problem.
It doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are, what nationality you are, how much education you have, sooner or later, it's going to happen to you or someone you know. How many people can you have at the Caldwell House at one time?
We can house 24 people here. Our big problem here now is trying to find jobs for them because they are required to work if they can find a job. We really want them to return to society within a year or maybe longer sometimes and become a self-sufficient, respectable human being. So that's our goal, to get them back to their self-esteem and becoming self-supporting, tax-paying citizens. It's real hard for us since the furniture factories have gone to China. And you know, that's one reason we're having to solicit help right now for the first time. We are having a hard time making ends meet, but we're going to. We're blessed with so many treatment centers knowing about us, and they'll call us and talk to us about, they think they have someone who would fit here, and then we talk with them, the client. So we try not to put anyone in here that we don't at least think can succeed.
We have a large community of deaf people in Burke County, and in October of last year, we started providing a certified sign language interpreter for our Sunday morning meetings. That has been extremely, extremely helpful to some people in the community. It's a fairly new program, but we're trying to spread the word and let people know that it's available.
Well, I'm selfishly thinking about all the places within earshot that don't have a Caldwell House type of facility. Can people contact you to talk about it?
What they should do is just come by and take a look. We have visits a lot from people who are thinking about doing this, and most of them back out because they find out, number one, financially it's a losing proposition. It's like detoxes are losing propositions. No detox makes money.
But that can't be the point. The point has got to be that you really want to make a difference in yourself, your home, your community, and this is being done without government handouts for people who really need the help. The Caldwell House in Lenore. That number is 828-754-5148, or you can go to the website at thecaldwellhouse.com. Thank you, Bob Laws and Evelyn Marshall, for telling me about it. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.